splash of bourbon in a glass.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today. For all of Northwest Wisconsin, WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor's sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. If you've listened before, you know that we are a radio show celebrating the past and embracing the future of country music. Each episode, we pick a theme. Today's theme is all about mountains, and we talk about all the songs that we love that are relevant to that theme. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Drew, so many songs in country music are coming from the mountains. You have mountain music, you have country songs about mountain music, you have mountain music that's not really mountain music, but has the words mountain music in it. I mean, the mountains are so connected to country music. Why do you think that is?
It's definitely because half of the foundation of country music came down from the mountains, quite literally, in the form of old fiddle tunes and what became bluegrass music. But in the early days, what was going on in the hollers of West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee really was half of the foundation for Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry,
right,
and forming what we know as country music as a genre. Mountain music is literally half of the foundation.
And I think it's interesting to look back. I mean, you're right. So much of country music came out of the Appalachian Mountains to Nashville. But in later years, and you know, over the last 50, 60 years, you see bluegrass music that is so unique to Appalachian region appearing in places like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about music is how it's both universal and so specifically regional at the same time. And obviously bluegrass and country are different genres, but there's been so much overlap throughout the years, as we'll get into on this show, that while the genres are very different, they share a history. And that's so obvious when you kind of look at it in hindsight.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I grew up in the middle of the plains, about as flat as you could get, but I still have this understanding of the mountains from country music that was playing on the radio. For example, the Smoky Mountains. So much of Dolly Parton's music is coming from the Smoky Mountains, and we're going to cover some of those songs today from that region.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up. So I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, and I'm very proud of it. You know, you were learning about where I was from. I was learning about my history through those songs. I was learning about my culture and what my people went through. So I've always had a very special connection with what is known as quote-unquote mountain music, and proud of the effect it had on country music.
And today, because we're talking about mountains, and because mountains are so connected to the beginnings of country music, we're going to be playing a lot more traditional music and bluegrass music than we would normally on a show like this.
Yeah, well, this is forgotten country, and I think that we're on theme, and maybe people forget that country music has its origins in the same stuff that bluegrass has its origin in. You know, Brad Paisley didn't forget. Listen to Brad Paisley play bluegrass music and tell me there's not overlap in what country and what bluegrass is. It's all there, and I think most fans are aware of that.
Yeah, and before we get into the music, the last thing I want to say is so often this type of music is called country western music. And that's always been so interesting to me because, you know, I just say it. Like, I've always said it. Like, oh, what kind of music do you like? Oh, I like country western music. But really what that is two very different types of music. Country music, which is very much from the mountains and the hills of Appalachia, and western music, which is largely from Texas. When you really listen to them, they don't really sound that similar. Texas music doesn't have a lot of banjo to it. Appalachian music has a lot of banjo. They both have fiddles. They both have guitars. So there's definitely some overlap. But one of the songs that we're going to play today that I'm really excited about is from a Texas-based artist singing about the mountains.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning there were clear distinctions between country and western. I think over time, and this is a theme on today's show, those things started to blend and mishmash, and it's a little less clear when we get into those definitions. I think what matters is that the culture from these regions and the people are expressing themselves through music. And coming from that area, I'm proud of that.
All right, well, let's get at it. The first song that we're going to play is a song that people might know from the early 2000s film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The theme of today is mountains, mountain songs, mountain music, songs about mountain songs that aren't really mountain music.
Yeah, we're going to get meta.
We're going to go to Meta Mountain. we're going to cover all of those. But the first one that we're going to play is traditional in every sense of the word.
Yeah, this is like one of the oldest American recorded songs, I think, at least in this genre.
Yeah.
If I'm saying it correctly.
For me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I think came out in 2000 or so. You know, I was in high school at the time. That was a big movie for me, mainly because of the soundtrack. And that was the first time that I heard really traditional American music, I think, for the first time. I mean, you would hear a little bit of fiddle music and stuff here and there, like in soundtracks on movies and television. But I grew up in the Midwest. You grew up in the South. I think you probably were hearing it a lot more than I was.
Well, more specifically, I grew up close to Siderville, where the record shop and the Acuffs like had a lot of this music going on. I grew up close to the Appalachian Museum. I think actually it's called the Museum of the Appalachians, where they played this music. But I tell you what it was for me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was the first time where I was like, oh, and it's cool.
Yeah. So the first song that we're going to play is The Big Rock Candy Mountain, and that's actually performed by Harry Kirby McClintock. I don't know that we were able to trace the origin of this song, but it's a song that goes back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I think it's interesting because to your point about, Oh Brother, We're Out Thou Making It Cool, like, I think it's still cool today.
That movie?
The song.
Both are both cool. Yeah. I think so.
Well, we think
maybe not to like 18-year-olds or whatever. Maybe that's part of what it is. You age into realizing like, oh, this is old art that's rad, and not like, what is this lame old stuff?
Yeah. And to be clear, if we have 18-year-olds that are listening to us, you are cool.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what your friends
say. The coolest.
It doesn't matter what your friends say.
Tell them about that new joint, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah, play this for all your friends on the TikToks. All right, here's The Big Rock Candy Mountain as performed by Harry Kirby McClintock.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
The next song, some might say, is not a country song, but to me, it definitely sounds like a country song. It sounds like a country song straight out of the 70s. Do you have that reaction? It feels a little bit maybe folk country.
I had not had the reaction that it wasn't country, but I do recognize what you're saying. It feels very much like everything that was going on in the 70s that wasn't pop or outlaw, like that third sort of Graham Parsons-y lane. I think that's why I like Ian Noe, is that he's a throwback. Even the haircut, which, you know, that doesn't matter, but it's like even the haircut and the way he wears his jeans, it's like, where did this guy come
from? He reminds me of somebody that grew up in the 70s listening to 60s country music.
Yes.
And sort of took the 70s sound and countrified it.
Well, and it's also funny because you think about how culture moves. It's like the Flying Burrito Brothers heard country, grew up in Arizona, live in California, heard country and made it into this thing. And then it's like this guy from the original place where country started heard them and flipped it back.
The reason why I think more than anything it belongs to this show is because I think people who like classic country legends music will like this. When I first heard Ian Noe online, I had to look and see if he was a new artist or if he was, you know, an artist that I just missed from 40 years ago at this point.
I just found out about him recently. Someone put his latest album on their like year in best list. And it was somebody I respect. It was somebody we featured on the show, actually. It was BJ Barham of American Aquarium. And I said, who? And it's rare for me to have that moment inside the world of alt country and Americana. And literally the moment I hit play, I was mesmerized.
Yeah. Same dynamic for me for sure. All right. So this is Appalachian Haze by Ian Noe.
Morning's gone and the TV's on. Been raining for a week. There's coffee cans and an old box fan floating in the creek. And no better time to ride the line. Ain't seen the law in days. It's your own town when the mountain sounds this Appalachia haze. Well, Bobby dreams on the back porch swing. We keep an eye on him. He's counting all the basketballs, brushing past the limbs. Remembers when he was only 10. They left the homestead crate. And they busted for just a flying tour this Appalachia haze. Sarah goes when the whiskey flows. Says she goes too hard. There's plastic pets in a blue swing set, rusted in the yard. So that child, she was always wild, setting her own ways. Sleeps downtown with her arms around that Appalachia haze. Here comes John with his buttons on. He's optimistic still. Stand in the rain for a good campaign. Tell him how you feel. Said you see that just like me, we're in for the glory days. The Savior's come to lead us from this Appalachia haze. Now the cutting pines and power lines, I watch the gutter drain. Down every ridge, there's a washed out bridge, covered up in cane. But I got a friend just around the bend, you ought to hear her play. I pick along while she hammers on this Appalachia haze.
We definitely are featuring a few throwbacks on this show, starting with Rock Candy Mountain, but then also now Mountain Dew with Ralph Stanley. I have to ask, I mean, you grew up in Eastern Tennessee. Was bluegrass, I mean, bluegrass is more Kentucky.
I think it's all of Appalachia. I think that Kentucky gets a lot of the credit because of Monroe.
Yeah.
But Dr. Stanley, if I'm not mistaken, hails from North Carolina.
I think it is North Carolina.
And then, you know, there in Knoxville, we had a lot of players and pickers. Acuff comes to mind as probably the most famous. But I certainly grew up with bluegrass. I have an uncle who played the banjo and plays guitar in church. A lot of the church hymns we would sing were in the style of, hey, this one's in the key of C, and then they'd just go. And a lot of the pickers were bluegrass pickers, so we would have kind of bluegrass gospel versions of hymns from the 1800s, you know, and that was what I grew up around. I didn't know it was bluegrass, you know. I just thought that was what gospel music was.
For sure. Well, we can't have a show about mountains and country music and mountain songs without good old Mountain Dew. So here's Mountain Dew by Ralph Stanley.
Mountain Dew.
road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Roosevelt told him just how he felt when he heard that the dry law gone through. If your liquor's too red, it'll swell up your head. You better stick to that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Preacher rode by with his head hoisted high, said his wife had been down with a flu. He thought that I ought to sell him a quart of my good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Snort, he sawed off and short, he measures 4 feet two, but he feels like a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to The Forgotten Country Show. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Dolly Parton, Tom T. Hall, and a host of others, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
95.7 St. Croix Country.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. Sing my share of broken halos,
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m., I said goodbye to him, I never talked him again. Then one sunny day I saw the old man's face, front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
West Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Usually, old neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. Bottle.
Country.
I've been a rolling stone all my life, flying all alone, flying blind. I've seen it all, I've been around, I've been lost and I've been found. got a ways to go on this ride, but I got a hand to hold. It feels just right. You make me laugh, you make me high, you make me wanna hold on tight. 'Cause who I
the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
He wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet-talking, forget-tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got
time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Country legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we're talking all about mountain songs and country music. Next song, Drew, is an interesting song because it is a classic country musician in a collaboration with a more contemporary rock artist. So this is High on the Mountaintop with Loretta Lynn, but she's collaborating with Jack White of the White Stripes.
I love this song. I love Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, means a lot to my people, Appalachians, hillbillies, quintessential mountain woman. And then here is a celebration of mountain life made with arguably the biggest rock star in the world. I know rock isn't as big as it used to be, but Jack White's probably the biggest one now. That's such a cool journey to think about her and her daddy working in a coal mine, to her becoming the queen of country, then to her working with Jack White and all the while singing about mountain people.
Yeah, she was always able to be traditional, but also surprising at the same time.
Exactly. I love it. The Pill, same exact thing. A classic
right.
country song about, at that time, a very controversial contemporary issue.
Yeah, so it's like once you think you start understanding who she is and what she's about and what she represents, she kind of changes it.
Yeah, I think she's being true to herself, and it's hard to put people in a box. In the day and age of the internet and in the day and age of radio and TV, it's hard to put people in a box, especially if they're really being their self.
For sure. Well, here is High on a Mountaintop by Loretta Lynn.
In love. We're all singing dance and we ain't gonna stop, and the moonshine flows behind every rock. Heaven's not that far. High on a mountaintop, we live, we love, and we laugh a lot. Folks up here know what they've got. High on a mountaintop, high on a mountaintop, where the rest of the world's like a little bitty spot. Oh, man.
Well, here's another song that we cannot leave out on our mountain music playlist in country music, Mountain Music by Alabama.
I like that this is a song about mountain music, but it is not a mountain music song. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole crux of the song is play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. But other than one breakdown in the song, it's really hard to call this mountain music. This is country music. Pop version of the late 80s, early 90s. Well, I like that. I think that's great.
Are there mountains in Alabama?
There are no mountains in Alabama. I don't think
so. Is Alabama from Alabama? I guess I should know that.
They are, but you could totally imagine that. I'm sure they didn't write the song, but
that's
you could
true.
Easily imagine that their grandparents were from the mountains.
Okay.
And moved to Alabama to work for TVA, as an example, and then bringing their music with them.
Well, I definitely love the song and the connection to the past. I love a throwback to a throwback. So here we have Mountain Music by Alabama.
country legends from St. Croix country. 95.7 FM.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think or do, but there's something to some. What praying's for. If it's close, swing to bad, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close, till the brakes go for broke, be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, slow, cause time sure won't rid a maid, she a man, just being true to her, till your glass runs out the same.
Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know
Wisconsin country is 95.7 St. Croix country.
Girl, our mama's best friends, and so are we. The whole town's rooting for us like the home team. Most likely to settle down, plant a few roots real deep and let them grow. But we can't stop this real world from spinning us. Your bright lights, God, I don't blame you for picking up your big dream bags. They're all packed up and ready to go. But I just need you to know that I love you more than a California sunset, more than a beer when you ain't 21 yet. Like the train tracks, city sky ain't the same black.
life. I'm a same gas station, cup of coffee in the morning. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded